Lift your hands and let us pray. Jesus. Jesus.
Yesu.
Jesus, we thank you.
Yesu
we thank you.
Webale Yesu.
For your power.
Ruamanyigo.
For your mercy.
Ruokusasirako.
That is flowing here in Imbali.
For
many people.
Kuruabantu abanji.
For salvation.
Kuruobulokos.
For healing.
Kuruokuonyezebwa.
For your grace.
Kuruechisacho.
We lift our hands and we receive from you, Lord. Send your mercy. Send your power. We thank you, Lord. Imbali will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to thank the wonderful pastors of Imbali for welcoming Healing Jesus campaign to your
city.
And also welcoming us to Uganda. It's a blessing. And we thank also the government for their great support for this campaign. God bless you. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm preaching about the great feast. From Luke chapter 14 in the Bible. How many know that we only have the Bible? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what I'm preaching about is the words of Jesus. It said, a certain man made a great supper and invited many people. And he sent his servant at supper. Hello?
Shh.
A certain man made a great supper
and
invited many people. And then he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first one said, I have bought a piece of land and I have to go and see it. Have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I go to test them. Please have me excused. Then another said, I just got married. Therefore, I cannot come. So that servant came and told his master these things. And the master of the house was angry. And the master said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. And bring in hither the poor people, the maimed, the halt, and the
blind.
And the Lord said to the servant, and the servant came back and said, Lord, I have done it, but yet there is room. Now the Lord said to his servant, go out into the highways and into the hedges and compel or anakazo them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my supper.
Tonight,
I came to tell you, God has invited you here in Imbali, and not only you, the whole city. He has invited all the people here to a great feast, a great supper. Are you glad that Jesus has invited you to a great supper? How many have ever heard of a party or a great dinner and a lot of people were invited, but you were not invited? How many remember something like that in your life?
Bameka ngojukira konti wali omukolo gwali mukatundu kukalo ne baniliza abala gwe ne bakwerabira bameka nga chali chikutuse.
How did you feel?
Wawulirotya.
Wawulirotya. Felt sad.
Wawulira bubi.
Rejected.
Oganidwa.
Not important.
Ngolingo tagasa.
Not wanted.
Toyagalibwa.
But I'm happy to tell you today that Jesus wants you.
Naye ne musanyufu.
Jesus really wants you. Sometimes you don't feel wanted. But in the Bible, we learn that Jesus really wants us. In Matthew 11 verse 28, he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. I like you.
Matayo kuminemu abiri munana gamba. Mujejeni mwemwe nabakoyera bazitoweredwa. Nange nabawumuza.
All through the Bible you hear the word come, 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 come.
Bible yonokuva jetandikira paka jekoma. Ulire chigambe echo. Jangu, 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 jangu.
You know, we've been in Bali for 3 days. You think we didn't invite all the people in Bali? We invited them. You know, I just came from the Imbali prison. I preached twice in the prison. I preached to the women. And then I preached to all the men. But I noticed, when I offered them, come to Jesus. If you want Jesus, lift your hand, I'm going to pray for you. Some people did not raise their hand.
Hey.
Hey. You will never be able to say that Jesus did not invite you. Today Jesus is saying, come to me. In Revelations 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Jangu jendi.
Come to me.
It is one of the commonest words in the whole Bible. Come.
Jangu.
Hosea chapter 6.
Hosea is sura mukaga.
Verse 1.
Akanyiri akasoka.
It says, come.
Agamba jangu.
Come, let us return to the Lord. For he has torn us. And he will heal us. He has smitten us. And he will bind us up. Hallelujah.
Amina.
You always hear God saying, come. Come.
Jangu.
There are people you always hear them say, no, let them go.
No.
This one is dirty. This one is smelly. This one is poor. Hey, hey. You know, rich people have a lot of friends. Do you know rich people have a lot of friends? Poor people don't have many friends. Poor people are often not invited. No. Oh, this poor man, I don't know. He's not important. Oh, who is this? No. But rich people. Oh, please come.
Come.
Are you not happy that Jesus doesn't look into your pocket to see whether you have money or not? Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, what is Jesus inviting you for?
He's
inviting you for a feast.
Wow.
Something nice. Something good. Yes. So sometimes I don't understand why people don't say yes to Jesus. Some years ago I was in school, secondary school. And we were all in the chapel, about 1,000 students.
Netuba ngatuli mu chapel oba yetusabira ngatuwera abasomi oba abayizi nga 10.
And then
I won't know.
They invited 3 students.
Nebanirizayo
2 or 3 students.
Abayizi nga basatu
to come out of the congregation.
Okuvayo mu kibiina.
To come for lashes.
Baba yise mu chiboko.
lashes. They were going to give them 6 lashes in front of the whole school.
Bari bagenda bagalamiza. Balyoke babateke ko kiboko ngesomero lyonna libalaba.
So the headmaster read out the name of the young man.
Headmaster nasoma erinya eryomuvubuko oyo muto.
And invited him to come to the front.
Namwaniriza nti jangu wano mu maso.
And he said, if he doesn't come, he would leave the school.
Nagamba eromuvubuko oyo bwatajja ajja kuva mu somero.
So we were all quiet.
Venene tusirikirira.
Quiet.
Twasi.
To see whether he would respond to the invitation. The headmaster said, come.
Headmaster nagamba gundi gwe ngambye jangu.
We were quiet.
Netusirika.
Nobody moved.
Teri atambula.
We all knew the boy. But he did not move. Come again, come. He did not move. Finally, he said, come, this is your last chance to come for your lashes. And he did not go. And he was sacked from the school. I will never forget. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is not inviting you for lashes. I said Jesus is not inviting you for lashes. He is inviting you for a great feast, a supper.
Akwaniriza kumukolo embage ya amanyi yesemba yo.
Are you happy that Jesus is inviting you for a beautiful feast?
Tosanyusha kulaba nga Yesu akwaniriza kumbaga ya amanyi enunji.
Now, what are you going to get at this feast? What is being served?
Chichi chogendo kufuna kumukolo guno era chichi chogereba.
Whenever I've been invited for a dinner, I always ask my wife what is going to be said there. Because sometimes I have to eat before I go. My wife taught me, she said her father told her, always eat before you go for dinner. In case you don't like the food. So, today I can assure you what is coming tonight dinner is very wonderful. Hallelujah! Number one, you are going to have some milk. First Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, as newborn babies, you must desire the sincere milk of the word of God. How many enjoy drinking milk? The word of God is like milk. Very nice. It goes down easily. And it contains everything that you need. Hallelujah. So when you come to Jesus, you are going to receive the milk of the word. The Bible calls the word of God milk. Hallelujah.
Amina.
How many are excited so far with this great feast? Number two, you are going to have some good bread. Bread! How many like bread? Do you have nice bread in Imbali? Hey!
Hey!
You must come to Ghana to taste some of our sugar bread. We have a bread called sugar bread. When you taste it, you will stay permanently in Ghana. You But Jesus said in John chapter 6, he was talking about himself. He said, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give him is my flesh. Which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus is the living bread.
Yes.
When you receive Jesus, you'll not be hungry again. So at this feast, you receive Jesus, the living bread. Now, when you go to nightclub, you have nightclubs here.
High five. Because I'll change here.
Hello? Hello? All right. Do you have nightclubs in Uganda?
No.
They are there.
Disco.
Disco,
yeah.
Yeah?
We're in a disco hall.
People dancing. All night long. Drinking. Fooling. All those people are hungry. They are hungry. That is why they are dancing.
Yeah,
they are looking for something that has not satisfied them. Do you have girls in Mbale who are always moving from man to man? Hey! One girl with 25 boyfriends. You know, one day a girl was asked, how many boyfriends have you had? She said one or two. But she actually meant one or 200. One or 200. Hey! Why would she have 200 boyfriends? Because she's hungry for something. She's looking for love. She's looking for happiness. She's never satisfied. John cannot satisfy her. Fred does not satisfy her. Peter does not satisfy her. And who else?
Andrew cannot also.
Andrew cannot. James cannot satisfy.
Muhammad ibonanga tebasobola.
Hey!
Na Sulaimani na yanga tasobola.
Today I have good news for you. Jesus said, whoever eats this bread will never be hungry again.
Yes, agamba. Na buli aliya kumere no mugati guno taliddwa mukuru mwanjala na te mukubirengale za manyi.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
This is a really great feast. I am enjoying the feast already. The third thing you are going to get in the feast is some meat.
Nyama.
Pork. How do you say pork?
Pork akabizi.
Ibizi.
Mbizi.
Mbizi. Some good
and busy.
Yes.
Wow.
When you come to Jesus, you will have some meat. In Hebrews chapter 5, and verse 14, the Bible says, strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now you come to the meat. Yes. Now what is meat? Meat is something that makes you strong.
Hey.
One day I saw a man with a lot of muscles. And I asked him, what is he eating? He told me he is eating 12 eggs every day. 12 eggs. And meat. And his muscles were becoming big like an elephant. And he became stronger even than his big brother. When you come to this feast, you are going to have some meat of the Bible. And you will become stronger than the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil has been playing football with some of you. But as you keep enjoying the feast with Jesus, you are going to be stronger than the devil himself.
Hey!
The devil has been chasing some of you, frightening you. But from now, you are going to be stronger. All the things that used to worry you, even the temptations, they will not work anymore. What you used to fall
before,
it won't work anymore. I said it won't work anymore.
Yes.
Some of the ladies, you used to fall. If a brother says, I love you, immediately you fall. Yes. Immediately you fall. It doesn't take even 24 hours. Hey. But as you keep receiving the meat of the word, the nicest man in the world will say, I love you. When he says, I love you, you start laughing. You say, oh, this one, it doesn't work on me anymore. Hallelujah.
Amina.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
Some of the brothers, the devil has been cheating you. Witches and wizards have been harassing you. Many young men cannot serve God because they are not strong. When the devil brings a small temptation,
they've
fallen. Yes. A man can come to try to sleep with you, and because of small money, you will sleep with a man.
The
will give you 10,000 shillings, then you open the back of, what do you call it for him? No way. You are going to become stronger and stronger and stronger. Every work of the devil that has been working in your life is no more going to work in the name of Jesus. Some of you cannot sleep you cannot turn off the light to sleep. From now, you will be able to turn off the light and sleep. After meat, you are going to have some, you need some water to wash down the meat and the
bread.
So we have some ice cold fresh water. At the feast. In John chapter 4 verse 14. Jesus said,
yes, yagamba.
Whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal and everlasting life. Today you are receiving fresh water. Fresh water. Fresh water. What is water going to do for you? It's going to clean you. It's going to clean you. And wash down everything. And wash out everything. As you keep coming to this feast, Jesus is cleaning you. And Jesus is changing your life. How many are excited at this wonderful feast? What have you had in the feast so far? What did you have in the feast? Milk. Everybody say milk. What was number two did you have in the feast? Bread. What else did you have in the feast? Meat. What else did you have in the feast? Water.
Amazi.
Now the next thing, you're going to have some fruits. Fruits. Fresh fruits. For vitamins. Galatians chapter 5. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, faith, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Wow.
You see, when you come to God, to Jesus, it's a feast. The Holy Spirit comes into your life and his fruits come out. That is when you really become a nice person and your life changes. You know, when I was in secondary school, I gave my life to Jesus. My mother was not a Christian. My mother didn't go to church. She didn't know about God.
It's
later on that she became a Christian. But when I went to church and I became a Christian, she started to see the fruits of the Spirit in my life. Then she told her friend, from
Germany,
she said, my son has changed. I don't know what is born again. But if there is something called born again, then my son is born again.
Yes.
So when you come to Jesus, your life changes. And you start to have fruits. Love. Peace. Joy. Self-control. Patience, long suffering, and good fruits come out of your life. That's why Christians, you see us doing hospitals, schools, we do things for wicked people. People who are ungrateful, we show love. Because when you come to Jesus, you learn about the love of God, and you have these wonderful fruits in your life. Receive these wonderful fruits in your life. Hallelujah. Now, when you come to this feast, the next thing that you receive is healing. Wow.
Wow.
Now somebody will ask, why would you receive healing? Because most diseases are caused by what you eat. Almost every disease is caused by either what you eat or what you drink. Yes. Mention the disease and I will mention the thing that causes that disease. That's why we have what we call waterborne diseases and foodborne diseases. So when you come to Jesus and you take of his body and of his blood, you join yourself with the body of Jesus. And whatever sickness cannot be in Jesus cannot be in you. It's called the communion. Communion of the body of Jesus Christ. The communion of the body of Jesus Christ. So as you are at this feast, you can expect everything in your life to be healed. Jesus is the healing Jesus. And he's here tonight to heal you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And finally, to wash down everything, the milk, the bread,
amata,
the water,
omubiri, amazi,
the meat,
enyama,
the fruits,
ebibala,
some wine.
Wabawo envinyo.
We are now going to have some wine
tuba tugenda kunywa ku mvinyo
to give you a good feeling.
Okuwa okulira okulungi.
Jesus said in John chapter 6,
yes, yagamba mu Yokana mukaga,
verse 54,
olwata anumwenya,
whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus took the cup and he said, this wine we are going to drink, it is my blood. So when you come to Jesus, you come to this beautiful feast. And the last thing we have is this wine. What does the wine mean? The wine is the blood. I can see the blood inside. The blood. What is this blood? This is the supernatural blood that can wash away the sins of the world. You know, when I went to the Imbali prison just now, I asked them, I told them I'm going to pray for them to be released and forgiven. Hey, they were so happy. Nobody wanted me to pray for a car or a house or a job. They wanted to be released. You see, do you know why the people are in prison?
Huh?
Eh? Do you know that you could have been in prison?
Now,
huh? Because you see, I asked them how many of them have stolen before. They said they all lifted their
hands.
And the pastors I came with also lifted their hands with the prisoners' hands. So those who are free and those who are in prison, we have all sinned. Our sins are the reason for judgment. Hallelujah. How many here have told lies, many lies? More than 100 lies. Raise your hand if you've told more than 100 since you've
born.
What can wash away these lies? What can wash away these lies? The blood of Jesus. How many of you have stolen something before? All thieves, raise your hand if you are a
thief.
What about the pastors? Look at all the thieves on stage. Hey! Including the one who is preaching and my interpreter. We are all thieves. How many of you have been jealous and fighting, jealousy and fighting before?
Hey!
Hey! What about fornication? Sex. You should, some of you have to lift up two hands and even your legs. What about the pastors on the stage? The Bible says if you look at a woman and you lust, you have already finished doing it.
Bible egamba, botulira omukazi noyaka omazo kumwenda ko.
We are pitiful. So thank God. You know, of all the things at the feast, I think the wine is the most powerful of all the things. Thank God for the milk. Initial milk we drink. Thank God for the bread. Thank God for the water. Thank God for the meat. Thank God for the fruit. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the wine. Yes. You know, I don't know how anybody can ever go to heaven without the blood of Jesus. No matter what you do, even if you are a school prefect, even if you wear glasses, you know, those who wear glasses, they look more holy than those of us who don't wear glasses.
Hey.
No matter how nice you are, you are still a liar. You are still a thief. You are still jealous. You are still fighting. You are still fornicating. I think the blood, the wine is the best of all. How many want this blood of Jesus to wash away all your sins today? Stand to your feet. And I'm going to pray with you. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins, lift your hands. Everybody, if you want this wine, Bible says without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness.
Bible
at all. No way. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash, lift your hands now. And say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for inviting me
to come to this great feast.
To come to this great feast.
Put your hand down. Everybody, are you happy that Jesus has invited you to the feast? Are you happy that you have been invited to this great feast? Give Jesus a shout of hallelujah! I am so excited that I've been invited to this feast. It is so beautiful. I had to stop the prayer because I felt happy that I've been invited to the feast. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash you, lift your hand again, please. And let us pray. Say, Jesus, thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for inviting me
to this great feast.
To this great feast.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am a liar.
I am a liar.
I am a thief.
I am a thief.
I have done many bad things.
I have done many bad things.
But today.
But today.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
To wash me.
To wash me.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
I receive 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 the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Wash me, Lord.
Wash me, Lord.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is. Take away the
name. Mention your name. Mention your name. My name is John.
My name is Andrew.
Please write this name.
Write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For writing my name.
For writing my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, lift up your finger like this. One of your fingers, only one. Say after me, Satan.
Gamba, Sitani.
Satan.
Sitani.
Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From today.
From today.
Me and you is finished.
Me and you is finished.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you.
I bind you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I reject you.
I reject you.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I remove you from my life.
I remove you from my life.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
I am born again.
I am born again.
And I am following Jesus.
And I'm following Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
From today.
From today.
You cannot control me again.
You cannot control me again.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of the Lamb.
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 I separate myself from you.
I separate myself from you.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Now wave your two hands. Take out your book. If you have a book, wave your book and your two hands. Say, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
I praise you.
I praise you.
From today.
From today.
I am your servant.
I am your servant.
From today.
From today.
I am your follower.
I am your follower.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of
hallelujah. Obulimba bwange bonna byenkoze byonna ebitali bya butukirivu naza n'omusaayi gwo ogwayika ku musaalaba era olwaleero ddira amannya gange ogawandiike mu kitabo eky'obulamu olwaleero ndokose gwe mukama wange gwe mulokozi wange tula mu nze era ompanguze Mulinya lyo Yesu. Amina. Katikolo lugalo robot. Gamba sitani. Namanyi sitani. Toni nako buyinza. Sitani. nkwesala ko lero vamu bulamu bwange gendera ddala
Jesus
toninako buyinza okuva olwa lero Yesu ya mukama era atula munze emirembe gyonna obuwanguzi bwange mulinye lya Yesu ng'owubaka akatabobooti mu bbanga n'akalulu nga bwokamukubira
Hallelujah! Now, how many of you, this is a 3-day Imbali crusade, how many of you want to dedicate your life from tonight? You are going to serve Jesus. How many know we are going to win the whole of Imbali for Jesus? Imbali belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want to dedicate your life to Jesus from today, lift up your hands and come to me in the front here just after here. Quickly, come. Come, including the choir. Come. Right up to here. Security. Be active.
Security, be very active. Baba, security.
Come. I want to pray. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus.
You
want to dedicate your life to Jesus.
Come.
Come. I want to pray with you. Go back a little, please. It's too close. Just a little. Okay. Go back a little. I want to dedicate my life. Allow the people to come, please.
Choristers,
allow the people to come. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. I want to dedicate my life to Jesus. Oh, I can't hear your clapping. To Jesus. Change the key. Everybody lift your hand again and pray. I'm praying with you. I came to pray with you. At the back, upstairs, wherever you are. Lift your hand and say this prayer. Say Jesus. Tonight is my night. I surrender all to you. I give my life to you. Take my life. I give my life to you. Thank you, Lord. From tonight. I am a child of God. From tonight. I am born again. I am born again. I am washed with the blood. The blood of Jesus. Now lift your two hands and wave your hand.
Say
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Everybody standing. Say Jesus. Come into my heart. Stay in my heart. Help me to follow you.
Help me to serve you.
Help me to obey you.
Help me to obey you.
From today.
I am your child.
I am your servant. I am your follower. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now say after me, Satan.
I rebuke you.
Get thee behind me. In the name of Jesus. Demons. Listen to me. I bind you. I will not follow you. you.
I'll not follow
in the name of Jesus.
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 I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I am covered.
I am covered
with the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
And from today.
And from today.
I am following Jesus.
I am following Jesus.
Lift your hand. Say, I surrender all to God.
I surrender all to
I
God.
I surrender all to God.
I surrender all to
I
God.
I surrender my life to Jesus.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life to Jesus.
I surrender my life to Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I'll be a strong Christian.
I'll be a strong Christian.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Katwali kana tell me kono John Mulugando Gamenti. Ai Yesu.
Ai Yesu.
Ai Yesu. Orwalero. Nzize Jori. Mkweba za. Orokunja gala. Mtukuza. Nom saigo. Yesu. Olwalero ndi uwo ero kuva lero nyamba ntambule nawe nsobola kuwereza n'obulamu bwange n'ebyange byonna era nsaba onchuse onyambe nsobola kusanyusa mulinye ya Yesu nsazawa lero okutambula nawe kwe sitani nkwegana kwe salako toni nako buyinza
yes.
Mulinye lya Yesu
Jesus
omwana wa Katonda mulamu amina katukwata katabo kaube kovoti gogamba webale Yesu webale Yesu webale Yesu
hallelujah
amen.
How many are going to join the army of God to win in Bali for Jesus Christ?
Bameka, gogenda kwega takujeri akatonde tukuvu, eritwa erileta mbale ederi mukama wa fe Yesu wanika wote.
Hallelujah.
Hey, amen.
Now I want to pray for you I'm going to pray for your finances. Remind me. But before I do that, I want to pray for the sick. Place your hand wherever your problem is. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for your power that is flowing here.
God.
You are a healing Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that you are a healing Jesus. Your power is all over this place. Whatever curse is working in your life, by the power of the blood, is broken tonight. In Jesus' name, we strike at the heart of Satan. I extract you from the hands of the devil. Every person who is under captivity, I release you now. I release you now. I release you now. Come out of captivity. I set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come out. Be free. Thank you, Lord. Whatever sickness, is harassing you, be healed of it right now. I command healing, strength. Receive strength. Strength in your body. In your life. In Jesus' name. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now. Anybody who is being harassed by devils or demons in any way, put your hand on your head quickly. Quickly. I'm going to pray for you. And clean spirits are coming out of your life. Satan, listen to me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hey. Hello.
Sir.
Who is this man? Stop what you are doing. In the name of Jesus, I command every devil, come out. It's out. It's out. Out. Now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, come out.
Fire.
Anybody falling down, look, bring them to me in the front. All of you here, move back. Anybody falling down. Anybody who has fallen down anywhere. The demons are coming out, I tell you. Satan is falling tonight. Tonight is the end. Bring this one to me. Bring this one here. Who is that? Bring that one here. All of you, move back. There's power here. Look at this girl. Satan, you are finished. Come out. When I went to the prison today, one of the prisoners asked me, help me to be free from the devils that are in me. He said, I want you to pray for me to be free from the devils that are in me. Tonight, every devil is coming out. Put your hand on your head now. Power of God, move! Be delivered right now! In Jesus' name! Come out!
Yes.
Over there in the crowd, bring them. Anybody who has fallen down, let them come to me. Everybody start praying. Pray. The power of God is here. Power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. Philip went to Samaria. Unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. Everybody lift your hands and thank God. You are free from the devil, from possession, from obsessions, from oppression of the devil. In the name of Jesus, every oppression, how God anointed Jesus, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You are healed. You are free from every oppression of the devil. Father, thank you for your power that is at work in Jesus' name. Now, right now, Father, thank you for a mighty deliverance today. Wherever you are, whatever sickness you have, put your hand there right now. Jesus is healing you. Somebody is being healed in the breast. Breast healing. If it's your eye, put your hand on your eye. Your eyes are being healed. You couldn't walk. Put your hand on your leg. Father, set the people free by your mighty power. Thank you for mercy for Imbali, for the people of Imbali. Thank you that Satan is falling here in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God. Wherever you are, if God has healed you today, maybe you had a problem, you couldn't see, but now you can see, and God has touched you. Wherever you are, if God has done something for you, come to the front. Come to the side here. I want to pray for you in the front here. Come to the side quickly. wherever you are. These people have been set free from demonic powers. Devils are coming out of many that are possessed with them. You can hear them screaming. The Bible says, unclean spirits with a loud voice. Crying with a loud voice. Came out of many. If God has healed you, if God has done something for you, maybe you were healed in the morning, but God has healed you, come to the front very, very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly.
Jango, mwopirize. Wabaya mukama ya kuonyesha jango wano.
Tukusinza. Kabaka we mirembe. Oh, tukusima. Kabaka, kabaka, kabaka. Tukusima. Tukusinza Kabaka we mirembe.
If God has healed you or your child, come this way. I'm going to pray for all of you. Come to the side here. Now, can I have an offering basket? I want to do something. Hallelujah.
Amina.
Come with your baby. We'll pray for her. And bring the offering baskets. Look, go back, go back. Go back here. Just go back on this side. Go back. Now listen. How many want me to pray for your finances?
Business, okay.
This is how we are going to do it. I need some offering baskets all the way at the end as well to help. And some on clear on that side as well. With somebody standing by it, please. Now listen.
Shh.
Are you listening? How many are listening? Now this is what God told me. If you want to pray for somebody's finances, this is how to do it. Ask the people to sow a seed. And then pray over the seed that it should prosper. And God will bless the people. That's all. Hallelujah. How many believe? How many believe that God can touch your seed? So some of you took envelopes yesterday. You were not here when we took the offering. But whatever seed you have, tonight, everybody take out your seed.
Now,
the convoy is traveling from here to Namibia. From here we are going to Namibia.
It's
very far. So you are petrol to drive from here to Namibia. Is it a blessing for you? It means you are taking healing Jesus very far. And it means God is going to take your life also very far. Amen. 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 So what I want you to do is, everybody take out your imbali seed. Take out a seed. I call it a seed of going far. And lift it up. I'm going to pray. Whilst we are taking these few testimonies, you'll be coming to the front. The basket are from all at the end there. Black bucket like this one. Please come in. Spread out. Spread out all the way.
Bring me.
It's going to be faster. Yes. This one is for the men of God on the stage. Let me pray with you. Lift it up. All of you upstairs, all of you upstairs, I'm praying for your financial miracle. How many believe that if God can heal people, he can also touch your finances? The more you give, the more you'll be blessed. By the measure you give, the measure you'll be blessed. Father, in this offering, bless the people of Imbali in such a way that they will never forget. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now come to the front and put it, it's up to here. And up to there, far away. Please, far away. You see the bucket. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist. Tell her to walk like, yeah. Evangelist, this is how she was walking. She had an accident 5 years ago. Broke her leg and her hip. She had surgery to fix it.
Wow.
Then she broke it again. Evangelist, she has been tied to this stick for 5 years. Tied to this stick for 5 years.
And what has happened now?
Evangelist, look at her. She's standing. Now walk. Let's walk. 1, 2, 3, 3. Yes. Yes. No. Walk.
Look at this lady.
Five years, evangelist.
And now,
if you are not come to Imbali,
situation was like the ladies walking in the past. After this offering, your financial situation is going to be straight. BDRs, what is happening?
Evangelist, this lady had a swelling on the side of her neck. About the size of her face.
Yeah.
And she could not lift her hand. Evangelist, when you prayed, the swelling has disappeared. It has reduced. There's very little left. And she can raise her hand.
Wow.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened to you, my dear?
She was in yesterday's service. She had a problem around her neck. She couldn't do what she's doing. She had pain all over her body.
Wow.
But she was here yesterday. She lifted up her faith and got healed her. The pain is gone and the tumor.
The final say. Evangelist, another one, 5 years. Could not walk with other stick. Hip, knee, legs, heavy. Couldn't lift them up.
evangelist, answer prayer. The power of God has come over him. He's walking without it. Walk.
There he goes,
evangelist. There he goes.
Beautiful. Jesus. What has God done for you? Come this way. What has God done for you?
The Lord has delivered
us.
Evangelist, she's saying since 2014 she couldn't walk because her legs were kind of strained and she had pains all over. But after prayer, she's now able to walk like she has not been done doing before.
Wow, come this way.
Jehovah, turn my life around. Jehovah, turn my life around. He makes a way where there is no way. Jehovah's the final say. I say, who has the final say?
What is happening?
Evangelist, this little boy was poisoned 2 years ago. He almost died. The mother took him to the hospital. Long and short, he has been on medication every day. Without the medication, he cannot sleep. But she came last night. And when you prayed, she laid her hands on her boy. Evangelist for the first time in 2 years. Without any medication, the boy said
soundly. Is it true, Mama?
Mama,
Chitofu. Chitofu.
She says it's right.
Chitofu. Chitofu.
Okay. She says it's right.
Evangelist is saying for two
consecutive years this boy has been on medication. He was poisoned and he couldn't sleep without being given medication. She says the people who did it were finally discovered and everybody had a statement to make. But she has not disclosed the exact person.
And your baby is well?
Come,
my dear.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
What is happening?
Evangelist, for 2 years, she had pain in her legs and in her abdomen. She used to walk bent over like this. That's how she used to walk. But tonight, Evangelist, the power of God touched her. She straightened up. The pain is gone. And she's walking.
Tonight.
She says she's so happy because she's now walking with her straight up.
Straight up.
Wow.
2 years.
Thanks, Jesus. Wow.
Evangelist, for 1 year, this shoulder was frozen. She could not move her hand and her knee. Evangelist, after prayer, she began
move.
Many miracles, evangelist.
This lady evangelist
has had swelling of both feet. Difficulty in breathing.
Wow.
She was told she has a problem with her heart. Tonight, the power of God touched her when you pray. Evangelist, the swellings are gone. And she's breathing very well now.
Is it true?
Mama Chitofu.
Yes, it's true.
She says it's Chitofu.
Because they are fine for me every day, CB. On 2/15, but they are not taking for Draka. And after that, last week, they are taking me for Draka. If I swelling all my body. But yesterday I came here. I feel it. I jump. Up to today, any day, I take my leg up like this. But I sleep down.
She was generalized swelling.
Yes.
Swelling.
Yes.
From the heart.
Wow.
God's power is real.
Jesus is healing tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for your power.
Thanks for your power.
Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus.
Beautiful. Olivia, what's that?
Evangelist. If you had not come to Mbale, this woman would have been in darkness. Physical darkness for 5 years. Both eyes could not see. Even in the day, she didn't know the difference. It was dark for her.
She didn't know the
difference between night and day.
She didn't know the difference between
night and day.
She couldn't see.
Let her tell us.
Mama Chichi, talk to Seko.
Amaso gano gabadde gamaze emyaka etaano nga sibaana n'omutwe nga gwala lukanga ebintu bikuba engoma buli kintu nga kikuba ku mutwe guno.
She says,
era nga nkendeera bukendeeza amaanyi ng'ekintu kinsiriminga buli lunaku. Kati mponye sikuwulirako wadde ekintu kyonda ku mutwe era ndi kulaba buli kintu.
She's saying,
what is she saying?
For 5 years, she had an issue with her eyes. She had demons all over her. She could hear drums all over in her body. And she was slimming every other day. But as soon as she came here and you prayed, she's seeing a difference. She's able to see clearly. And every problem, those demons that have been drumming in her head are all gone and she's free.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you.
All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the most high.
For 3 years, this lady had constant pain in her right lower abdomen. She went to hospital and they told her it was uterine fibroids, probably degenerating. And they told her they had to take out her uterus.
Her womb.
They had to take out her womb.
How old is she?
She's only 30 years old.
Does she have children?
No. So she didn't want to do the operation. But tonight, Jesus has healed her. The pain is gone. She used to have
when you press it, you have pain. It's all gone. When you press, there's no pain.
Is that a lump? Is that a mass?
There's no mass. It's gone.
This
there's
is
no...
a doctor.
Oh, no, doctor, now you get
it. When she puts her hand on your stomach, she can tell if you have
fibroids. It's
a doctor from America.
And there's
no pain.
There's no pain. There's no mass. Jesus has healed her of uterine fibroids.
Doctor, what is this? Fast.
This lady had severe back pain for 4 years.
Strength.
Bedridden for 5 years, evangelist.
5 years.
Bedridden.
She's walking.
She's walking. She has
she
not
was
walked.
Lying on a bed.
Lying for 5 years, evangelist.
5 years.
5 years. 5 years.
5 years she was
walking. This is the first time she's standing.
Come on, let's see what Jesus has done. 5 years in bed. 5 years in bed. 5 years in bed.
5 years in bed. Evangelist.
Thank you, Lord.
Let them come quickly.
And in his eyes, they glimpsed.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Evangelist, this lady was married to a witch doctor.
Hey.
3 years ago, she gave her life to the Lord. And after that, she began to have headaches and pain in her legs. She could not sleep without pain. She could not sleep without painkillers. Yesterday, she got healed. She has not needed painkillers.
Come on.
Come on.
In the name of the Lord.
8 years, she's not been able to sleep on this side ever because of pain.
She
was hit by a car, but is now walking.
There is hope in the name of the Lord. Jesus, receive your healing.
Plans are falling through.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
My strength is
Father,
nearly
thank you for mercy.
Gone.
Thanks for mercy. Thanks for mercy.
When there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you,
but just depend on you
and the power of your name.
And the power of your name.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Your name.
Oh Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Your strength through weakness to show.
Oh yes.
We can know the Master's plan. Extend the Master's hand when we come.
Lift your hands.
There is hope in the name of...
Lift your hands. Jesus. Everyone, every hand lifted up. I pray for the city of Imbali. For your blessing to be on your people. Multiply them. Let them not be few. Heal the financial problems. Take away poverty. Heal every curse. Let our curse waters be healed. And let a new light return to this city. We rebuke the darkness. And we release the light. Thank you for your peace and your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Jesus.
Strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There is power.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There's
hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope
Jesus.
In the
for your mercy.